You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This market wrap is brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
And so we begin with a look at your trading session and how your money did move for you. And I can tell you that if you're one of those people that like it when the market gains, today is not your day, because we did have a significant selling pressure on the JSE, down around 1%, and also the Rand coming in under pressure. We do have John Keynes, who is a client strategist at RNB, just to tell us what is motivating the market mood at this stage. John, good afternoon. Good to speak with you. It has been a long time. So let's start off with the currency and just exactly the dynamics that are seemingly pulling it a bit lower, although not as lower as the equity markets.
Yeah, so actually I would characterize the market environment as not too bad. I know, as you said, the JSE came off today. But if we just take a step back, the past couple of weeks, we've had huge global panic, huge global concern over rising inflation. So what we've seen over the past week is just the market coming to terms with this high inflation rate, and the panic has receded. People seem more confident. So we've had a risk-on tone generally in global markets. S&P pushing up near its all-time record highs once again. It's quite a good performance. Six straight days of gains on the S&P. And then definitely, as you said, the Rand was trading over 15 for a long period of time. Finally, we've broken lower. Dollar Rand coming down to the 14.50 level today. But overnight, we even got down to 14.36. So it just reflects global belief that we can handle this inflationary problem that we're seeing in the global economy.
For how long, though, John? Because I suppose that is the question, right? It's seemingly a situation in which we may have to handle it a lot longer than we thought we would.
Definitely. So it's becoming clear that we do have a global inflation problem. We've had high U.S. inflation since the second quarter of this year. The latest U.S. inflation print was 5.4%. Very unusually, U.S. inflation is above South African inflation. The Fed has kept saying it's transitory. Inflation will fall off as the year progresses, but it's not falling off, and now we have a global energy crisis on our hands. So it's clear we're going to have high inflation for a period of time, and this is going to force global central banks, arguably also the Reserve Bank, to start hiking rates aggressively sometime soon. Is high inflation going to go hand in hand with low growth? So that's stagflation. The market has been worried about that now for a couple of weeks. But I think the market is getting to terms with the fact that we're going to have high inflation and decent rates of growth at the same time. So nothing to panic about. Certainly it's going to be interesting moves in the currency markets, in the interest rate markets. But generally, it's not all that concerning from the economics perspective, and the equity market's holding up. And what's supporting that evidence is just the earning results coming out of US. As you know, we're in earnings season. Earnings have been good. So despite companies and individuals facing huge rising cost pressures, companies are still reporting good results. So it shows, again, the point that it's reflation, which is inflation and growth, rather than stagflation, which is inflation and a struggling economy.
All right. So this inflation, you know, in which we have prices increasing and you have this increase in price eating away at either your money or the value of your assets. I read an interesting comment by one analyst to say that to protect the value of your assets against rising inflation, perhaps Bitcoin is the place to hide. Your view on that trade?
So certainly not my area of expertise, but I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. Would be very skeptical about it. Seems a very speculative market to me, but certainly nothing that I'm an expert in or that we at RMB support or trade in.
All right. Just lastly, perhaps something that you are an expert in. Our inflation figures that were released yesterday showing inflation now at 5%, which I believe was expected. But that the bond market is also expecting an increase in our local interest rates as soon as the November meeting on the 18th. And just your views on that. And whether it's likely to happen, given that you look at demand in the economy and it's still very weak.
Yeah, it's a big topic at the moment and very, very important in financial markets. We've been spending a lot of time looking at that. If we look at the inflation figure, as you said, 5% as expected. So the surprise is that there was no surprise. So by that, what I mean is most countries in the world have experienced inflation substantially higher than was expected, particularly in Eastern Europe, but generally across the globe, inflation figures in the past 2 months have been substantially higher than what economists and the markets had been expected. This has generated these aggressive moves in interest rates, central banks hiking, central banks being priced to hike rates substantially. But the surprise in South Africa is there's no surprise. We haven't seen inflation accelerate in line with the rest of the world. So inflation here, we are seeing the inflation we have expected. We're not seeing these surprises coming through. Now, it is still a tough call when it comes to the November rate decision. What we have is the London markets putting huge pressure on South African financial markets in terms of pricing in not only a November hike, but substantial interest rate increase. And the economists who look at this, say exactly what you said. There's no reason for the SARB to come through and hike rates aggressively, to hike rates at all at this stage. Our house view at Rand Merchant Bank is only for a July rate hike. So we have this huge dichotomy between these two calls, the financial markets led by traders out of London, pricing a November hike and substantial further rate hikes as we go through next year, and the economists such as us at RMB saying, no reason to panic, 5% inflation is fine, the Reserve Bank can wait and hike sometime next year. The question really at this stage is whether what's happening in the financial markets is going to force the SARB's hand. So their own analysis will probably suggest there's no reason to panic and hike rates. But what's going on in financial markets might push their hand. And in saying that, what I'm alluding to is that if the SARB doesn't hike in November, we could see some panic in South African markets. So interest rate markets would go would suffer a lot of pressure, even more than we're seeing, and we could even see that spill into the rand. So we have the two huge schools of thoughts about November. Market saying they're going to hike at least 25, the market even crazily and bizarrely saying they could hike 50 points. Most economists saying, what are you guys talking about? There's no reason for them to hike. Keep calm and carry on. So November 18th, as you say, a huge date for us in the interest rate markets. And remember, then we get S&P and Moody's the day after.
Yeah.
A little bit of period, a period of financial stress. Second one in November. Early November, we get our budget, we get the Fed meeting, we get non-farm payrolls, we get our local elections. In mid-November, SARB meeting that is a huge call, a huge toss-up. It could go either way.
All right. We'll be watching that face-off, the markets versus the economy, and see who ultimately wins that round on November 18th. But John, until then, thanks so much for joining the Market Update. John Keynes, the client strategist at RMB.
This Market Wrap was brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
When Imperial approached us about enabling their South African operations to become a gateway to the continent, we knew they needed a partner with on-the-ground insight. A partner that would help them become a company that connects trade flows into and out of Africa as it supports the development of the continent and her people. By connecting Imperial with Afropulse and Willerton Group, Standard Bank helped facilitate a broad-based black economic empowerment deal that resulted in them achieving 51% black ownership and 30% black women ownership. A deal that's aligned to Imperial's purpose of connecting Africa and the world as it improves lives with access to quality products and services. A deal that'll enable active economic participation and empower Africa's people. If you're ready to put yourself on the map, visit us at standardbank.com/CIB. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.